Jared Lee Loughner is back before a federal judge today. Loughner is the 23-year-old charged in January's shooting rampage in Tucson that killed six people and wounded 13, among them Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The last time Loughner was in court, the judge had him removed after a dramatic rambling outburst. At issue today, is he competent to stand trial? NPR's Ted Robbins joins us from Tucson. And Ted, Jared Loughner's been under observation for the last 4 months, forced to take antipsychotic drugs for much of that time. What is known about his mental state?
Melissa, as you know, he's been declared mentally unfit to stand trial, and the four-month period is up. So he's been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic by a psychologist and a psychiatrist. He's been in a medical facility in Missouri, a prison facility. And though many of his records have been sealed as confidential, some documents have been out there that describe him as pacing his room for days until his feet bled, spitting at his attorneys. His own defense team filed papers in advance of today's hearing, and they show that the prison staff has noted he stayed in bed for 18 and a half hours on one day during 1 week. He was depressed much of the time, or appeared depressed, and had poor hygiene. He has been given, as you said, antipsychotic drugs on and off because his defense has opposed it. Mm-hmm. And that's been part of the legal battle, which continues today. By the way, he didn't have to be in the courtroom today, but reportedly he wanted to return to Tucson so he could see his parents.
And as we said, Ted, the issue today before federal judge Larry Burns is Jared Loughner competent to stand trial?
Right. And in a sentence, whether or not he should be sent back to prison for another 8 months of treatment and evaluation. That's what the prosecution wants. Loughner's main therapist, a psychologist, says that he's not competent to stand trial now, but she thinks he could become competent with more treatment. Now, the legal battle that we talked about, it revolves around sort of case law. One standard says a defendant has a right to a full hearing before being medicated against his will, and Loughner has never had that hearing. The other case says that if a defendant is a danger to himself or others, he can be medicated for safety reasons. That's what Judge Larry Burns has ruled. The psychiatrist who's been treating Loughner is expected to take the stand today and be cross-examined by the defense on what Loughner's behavior and prospects for recovery really are.
And Ted, what is the defense position as to Jared Loughner's mental state?
Well, Loughner's defense team is led by Judy Clark, and she has a lot of experience in this. She defended the Unabomber and the Oklahoma City bomber, Tim McVeigh. She and the rest of his team, they really just want to save Jared Loughner's life. He cannot be tried for the 49 counts against him unless he's competent to stand trial. So if they can prevent that, he'll remain hospitalized, maybe forever. If he can be successfully treated, he could stand trial, be found guilty, and receive the death penalty.
And Ted, finally, what can you tell us about Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords? How is she doing?
Well, she's still in rehab in Houston and getting speech therapy and physical therapy and occupational therapy. She does seem to understand everything, have good cognition. That's reports from people, friends who have seen her. And, of course, she appeared on the floor of the House of Representatives to cast a vote. Speech, though, is still an issue. Communication seems to be difficult for her. And there is no word whether she intends to run for Congress again and no word when she'll return to her home in Tucson.
Okay. That's NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson. Ted, thank you very much.
You're welcome.